This is Passport to Texas. Texas game wardens cover a lot of ground, and sometimes that ground is water.
Basically, what we are looking for is anything out of the ordinary that you could find out in the water. It could be a Coke bottle floating.
Those bottles may look like trash, says Captain James Dunks, game warden in the Brownsville District in the lower Rio Grande Valley, but they're not.
Sometimes you'll have a line tied to the Coke bottle, and it will go all the way to the bottom, and it could be a two-mile section of long line that is on the bottom and it's just marked by a Coke bottle.
Texas waters extend 9 nautical miles offshore, and game wardens patrol all of it. When they find long lines, which are illegal in Texas and the U.S. waters, they pull them up.
Basically what it is it's a bottom line, and they're usually set a mile long, and they've got a series of hooks that are baited. And it sits right down on the bottom, and whatever comes by and eats that bait is going to get hooked. And typically, what they're after are sharks, reef fish, such as snapper. Occasionally, you'll find a tarpon hooked on them. I've seen sea turtles. I've even seen blue marlin hooked on these long lines within our 9-mile jurisdiction.
By thwarting illegal Gulf fishing, game wardens help preserve Texas ecosystems and resources. But long lines aren't the only threat to marine species. Details tomorrow. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.